If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
Are we live now?
Oh, we live now.
Oh, look at the two of us are looking.
I'm not
at our
ready.
Phones.
I was watching football on the phone.
He's still watching football. I'm trying to
put
tweet.
Up the link and all. Look, oh, you fucking. Now this I'm watching myself.
This is very unprofessional. Good
look,
evening.
There we are. I was meant to try and copy it.
Right, okay, that won't work.
That didn't work.
Now you're watching me, watching us, watching you. Good evening. Welcome to Dubland Live.
It's like watching that fucked up movie with your man Matt Damon. You know the one?
Matt Damon.
What was the one where he goes into a... Does he carries around a little pyramid and in something in city... No, doesn't matter.
You've lost me. I don't really know very many Matt Damon. Anyway, okay, tell you what we'll do.
We'll do
the admin. We're live.
How's it going?
Sorry about
the delay on sort of getting their shit together on this one. We're just back from London and absolutely... I'm still kind of wrecked after, to be honest. It's the first time I've ever done anything on stage in my life, kind of half cushed under the weather. If you know, I've never drank and got on stage before in my life, not ever, not one time.
Well, I've learnt my lesson. So thank you to everybody who went to the Boogaloo on Saturday night. It was absolutely amazing. But here was the deal. So we got there at like 3:30. You got there before me. And then we were in this like, essentially a shomra kind of out the back garden, weren't we? Like in a shed.
Yeah, it was pretty much, yeah, it was a shed.
In a shed. And then they came out, they were like, do you need anything to drink? Do you want anything to drink? Can get you anything to drink? I was like, I'll have a glass of rosé. And you were like, no. Ever. The professional said, no, not going to have a drink. But I did. I had a glass of rosé and then I had half a glass then because I kind of was like, I'm going to take a handy because we've got to go and do this.
Yeah.
And then we went out. Firstly, we were half an hour late, which apologies for.
Which, yeah.
Secondly, then we got out and then...
But we weren't half an hour late for our own fault. There was a wire missing off the thing. And then, and there was no rush.
No.
I thought like London would be a place where there'd be a bit of a move on. Irish attitude to everything being fucked up. It was like, Sash, it'd be grand. They have a few pints, sure. It'll be all right. Everybody's happy, aren't they?
I think people would be more angry with us. They weren't. They weren't angry with us at all.
So except for one Scottish lad. I went for a piss and one Scottish lad goes, are you about to fucking start that? What is happening? And I was like, oh, yeah, there's a wire missing. He goes, what a load of shite that is. But then as soon as it was over, I met him in the toilet again.
I think he
just spent most of his time in the toilet, that lad.
I didn't meet him when I was there.
Hey, that was fucking funny, eh? That'll do. So it's probably a really messy podcast, actually, to listen to. If you're not enjoying it, just skip it. Because it might be, and I hate saying this, it might be the only podcast we've ever done, which you might have to have been there.
It could have been. But see, and the thing is, we hop a lot between one thing and another.
There's a lot of audience participation with no microphones.
There's a lot of editing in it, but we'll edit it. We'll put it out.
It might go down to about 5 minutes.
Yeah, but it'll be grand. How are you?
After an hour and a half, which is the longest one we've ever done in our lives as well.
And we got, like, so bear in mind then, we were sitting there, and if you weren't there on Saturday night, that's fine. But if you were there on Saturday, thank you. But so people kept sending us drinks from the bar, and then the bar kept sending us drinks. And there's a picture, and I don't know whose picture it is, but at one point I look, and I have 3 drinks in front of me, and I have 3 drinks on the table beside me. Now, to be honest, 4 glasses of wine for me is, it's Limitsville. It's Limitsville. I'm vague on leaving the Boogaloo, and I still had to get to go to Gav's party, and I did. Somebody gave me a shot before I left, and which I've never had to do. We got 30 minutes in, and I was like, we've another 30 minutes at least to go. And you were talking, and I went, I have to go and wee. It was so unprofessional, but I was like, I actually have to leave and wee because.
Yeah, she left in the middle of the podcast to go for a piss.
Alan from Headstuff is like looking after us here. Hello, Al.
Yeah,
Hello.
He's never been in the room. He doesn't normally like us, so he's kind of forced us here today because of the technicalities of the. YouTube television.
But how unprofessional of me, Al, genuinely.
It was disgraceful. But it did give me a chance to talk about you riding your cousins, which I thought was kind of, a good opportunity to slip that in Well, no, that was actually a bad turn of phrase. But we're even riding cousins, kissing cousins.
We talked about family riding.
But But anyway,
We could but elaborate on that in a little bit because I don't know if that'll make the.
It's just I asked the audience a question they shouldn't have asked. Again, you shouldn't have points when you're doing a podcast.
See,
I asked them if you were going out with someone, and you had a dog and all, and you were going like you know you have a relationship, you're going out, you're not married or anything, but you have no kids or but I'd say you have a dog. You're going out. Maybe you've just moved in. You've done a couple of holidays.
Right.
It turns out it's your cousin. Would you stop? I asked the question.
Well, if your kids are going to
I said, I mightn't. Do you know what I mean? I'm not having kids. I've no kids anyway. I mightn't anyway, but that's a totally different
issue.
But you
can't marry them, but that's fair enough as well.
Yeah, but you're like, again, you know what I mean? I'm not good at that
next
either.
Next door but one, where you go for hatches, matches and dispatches, when they go in to do your actual interview to get your marriage certificate, you know, in the registry.
Yeah,
marriage registry,
I can't get mine in there.
Why?
I can't get anything
is
in there.
Is this an adoption
thing
again?
It is, yeah. Yeah. I went in there because I'm adopted. They don't have my birth cert. I'm not allowed to get it in there. I have to go. Mine is off in the bog in Roscommon.
No, not your birth cert, but when you get married, to bring your birth cert and both you bring your birth certs in, but they interview you to make sure that you're legit. So
what
there
you
was
mean?
That to
you
make
like
sure that
other?
You're A, not related. You're not like brother and sister.
Oh, really? That's the thing.
Or that you're not cousins.
Oh, I thought it was just a kind of a trust system. Like, you know, when you're in a bar and you help yourself to the drink
like,
and
you
tick off what you
get
have.
Married?
Well, I did it in Vegas. So you could marry your own Mickey over there. You know, it's a totally different thing. It's not exactly the same.
I thought you got like, you did the bits here. Like,
No.
So you're not actually.
I am. It's legal. It's illegal.
In Vegas.
It's legal. US law. Like, it's legal.
And you're living and residing there, right?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If two Americans move over here and they're married, they're still married.
Are they, though, is the question.
Well,
no, kidding.
I don't know.
Anyway, so we somehow talked about riding cousins and then it escalated. And we were, like, at one point, I just looked at my phone and went, it's been an hour and a half. Yes, Alan, an hour and a half. We were still sitting there. And I had drank quite a lot of wine at that point. PJ had drank a lot of pints of Guinness. And I was like, we just have to wrap this up. Like, we really have to say goodbye. We answered a couple of questions. Then we stood for about another hour saying hello and taking pictures. And then there was the man who had, a man made his own T-shirt. Can't think of his name, but he made his own Have Notions T-shirt. It was like...
And he wasn't even the looniest one. There was your man who camped outside.
Oh, yeah, Paul.
Fair play to Paul Gannon. I think that's his name. He fucking camped.
Paul, are you a bit of a serial? He sent a whole
he's
album.
He's not, you see, he sent a load of photos of him hanging around in Legoland and everything.
He's a whole album.
He's hanging around with these fucking Lego. And he's like getting his picture taken with all these buskers. There's a fucking man that I love fellas like
he's
him.
He's your kind of guy,
isn't he? Obviously
had
the shilling in his pocket. So it wasn't Legoland, it was Hamleys. He just went to the Lego exhibition in Hamleys.
Okay.
So he went to London with a fucking tent. With a tent. And he's rocking around Covent Garden. He obviously had just enough money to get a burger and chips. Because that's all he had.
And
that's
his tenor
he's eating
fee
in his,
that we stuck him.
And his tenor fee.
Yeah.
And he sat in the front. He camped somewhere in fucking... Where do you camp in London? In a field? Someone's back
in
the garden
or something. In Regent's Park. Middle Hyde Park.
Unbelievable. And he pulled the whole thing off and then he heads back and not a bother on him. And then the other woman who came from Alabama.
No.
Fucking Alabama.
That's actually, by the way, Alan, that's a true story. A woman came from Alabama. She was coming to London anyway, but she decided that she was going to go...
Oh, was she coming anyway?
Sorry, well,
she fucking told me she came over just for the podcast.
She did, though. But she was planning to go on a trip to London, and then she heard the podcast was that weekend. She went, "I'm definitely going to go to London now, and that's the weekend I'm going to go."
I apologise for calling someone that was kind enough to come over now. A lying bitch. That's a terrible thing.
You agreed to get a tattoo.
I did. Yeah. Again, don't do podcast drunk because that has to happen now.
So you and that lovely girl down the end.
Yeah,
you said
the Gitna pigeon. We're getting that done.
Yeah, you're getting that done. You guys are getting your Dublin tattoos. And she looked at me and I was like, it's never happening.
It's actually never happening.
I'm not getting... No,
oh,
for you.
No.
She stupidly thought I would be involved in that. I'm like,
no
if you seen me, I wouldn't even sharpie myself.
No,
like, I'm too precious
altogether. No, you'd be having Prosecco's with Leo Varadkar or something.
We're falling out at the moment. I mean, it's a real love-hate with me and Leo at the moment. I don't know whether we're coming or we're going.
And then the man giving me the West Ham tickets, which is fair play to him.
I was going to ask you about Martin Kelly.
Yeah, what a deadly bloke. He gave me two and fucking fancy tickets, right? So it's brilliant. And West, I have to just tell you, right, that game, right, I was looking forward to it.
Who were they playing?
Manchester City, who are maybe the best football team of our generation, right? So it's they're fucking unbelievable. So it was never going to end well for West Ham. But it was brilliant. I've never been to that stadium before. That's their new stadium, London Stadium.
Okay.
So they're in the East End. And talk about a mix of fans. There's the real sort of heads. They walk around the Fred Perrys and the Loyland Scots, you know, the whole boys. And then up where we were in the fancy seats, because your man gave us this seats to this part of the stadium called the Academy.
Nice.
And it's free booze.
Yeah, he did mention
food.
All of this, saying that they're kind of like...
It's brilliant.
Of course
free booze, free food. And talk about... I loved going because it's brilliant watching a team who know their shit. And just resigned themselves to their shitness. So the chants were fucking hilarious. So like, it's now, they're 4, it was 4-1 down they were.
Okay.
And they start chanting, "We lose every week. We lose every week. You're not that great. We lose every week." Followed by, "It's only 4-1. It's only 4-1. You must be losing it. It's only 4-1. It was fucking hilarious. Whereas normally, you go to a match, if your team don't win, it kind of knocks the crack out of it.
Yeah.
There's such a beautiful resignation to sandwiches, points, lose again, go home. Great day
Everyone's
out for everybody.
Everyone's had a great time?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah, it was absolutely deadly.
Did you, like, maroon and turquoise?
Claret. It's London,
claret
it's claret.
You claret,
go,
claret
it's not
blue.
Fucking maroon. Oh, that's a northern accent, isn't it?
I don't think it's even an accent. Did you go in like, because you know the way now you're like, you're full on thug. So did you go like in a jersey or what did you wear?
No,
like?
I didn't. No, I was wearing essentially the clothes I was wearing for the podcast.
You just wore them on Friday and just stuck with them till Sunday night, correct?
No, I changed my jocks. I changed all the essentials. Everything that touches the skin was changed. Everything
right.
that doesn't wasn't.
Okay.
So it was grand. Yeah. And then got the airplane home. Did not do a poo on the plane like we were talking about. Did not get anything trapped. But did you see?
Talk about poos on the plane.
We were talking about this, right? We just did this piece in the podcast. I'm talking to Alan like he gives a shit, right? But it was like this piece where
like,
if you flush the toilet on an airplane, it sucks so hard you could lose your testicles because it gets sucked down, you get strangled, you have to be removed by a man. But then I was looking, did you see the amazing footage of Kim Jong-un's car? Did you see it? Fucking unbelievable, right? So there's this footage of him and he's driving his car, and because he's a prick, instead of getting like, you know, other motorcycle outriders or anything to, you know, go with him, he has all the security guards running after the car, running beside him. So he just drives around and they have to fucking run and keep up, right? And he's such an arsehole. It just made me laugh so much after what we were talking about in the podcast. He's got a toilet in the car. So he just hops over and he can have a shite or a piss when he's going to meetings. No problem in the car. No
like
problem.
A commode.
Talk about a not giving a fuck attitude.
I'm just sitting there waving at people, just doing your business.
I'll be brilliant. Imagine
I presume
like,
he sits down to do the wheeze though.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I don't know. He's small enough. He probably wouldn't have
could
to worry.
You, could
he's
stand.
A bit of a Miggledy Higgins thing going on. He could probably stand in the back of the car. But imagine like having a proper old brown trout in the car and then bringing in like one of your generals or dignitaries and having a chat seriously and not being ashamed of yourself. The man's deluded.
You gotta
but
go,
I,
you
I
gotta
admire
go.
His confidence. I do, I admire his confidence.
So that's what you're looking into for the next year for your car.
I think I'd
so
be into
talk
it.
To me.
I think I'd be into
can
a portaloo.
Put a, yeah, commode into this car.
Yeah, just go in.
Because I presume it's not a flushable. Like
I
an airplane.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
I know. It'd have to be a little commode, I'd say.
I don't know.
He
don't
probably
know.
Thinks that his shit doesn't stink. So he'd probably just do it, move
see,
over.
See, nobody
and then...
would ever dare telling him. No one would ever dare.
Yeah,
like, he'd be the type of lad that he does a poo and then he'd be like, it's the smell bothering you. I'd be like, oh, I thought it was your aftershave. Oh, I'd love to get some of that. You know what I mean? Oh, that's good. Huh? I don't know, I was kind of going to get racist and I decided just to stick
so
with an old Dublin person instead.
It started off with
and then realised that's more Japanese. The way, like it's Jay McSavage was saying about it, it makes sense. You know the way Koreans are like, "Hoya, that's it." But Japanese are like, "Oh, arigato, oh, you know the way.
I never really thought
Koreans
about it.
Koreans are basically
you...
the knackers of Asia. That's the thing. You know, because they said he does that thing. You never see he does that thing where it's like, you know, alright, let's start. Fucking go, show them your heart. You know the way.
And then the rest of them
but
are
the
just
Japanese
like
don't. They're like, very dignified. Very dignified.
I'm just checking. Oh, I have to read you this. Liam Tuberfield does what you do. He like... you know, the motocross bike stuff.
I never did motocross.
Or not motocross. He races bikes.
Oh, yeah.
I get confused between all the biking
the
things. Like trials,
yeah.
Motocross, racing, whatever it is. So,
yeah.
But he races them and he fell off his bike a couple of weeks ago and he's broken ribs and a bike crash.
Shite.
So he said, "Will we say hello to him?" So
before
I forget.
I know how you feel.
He said you did that. Did you do that?
I've done it. Yeah. I've broken all kinds of shit. Yeah. You kind of get used to it almost, which is the sad part of it. But this is a crappy time if you're a racer because the season has kind of just started. So he'll be raging.
Oh, really?
You don't mind getting smashed up in November?
Really?
Yeah, there's a preferable time. Gets you out of buying presents. You're off season. You can have a chance to get strong again before March rolls around. Getting fucked up around May is a real pain in the pain
hadn't,
in the cock.
I hadn't thought it through in terms of when it's best to smash up bones. And before we leave London as such, but did you enjoy it?
I did, yeah. I had a great time. I think it's safe to say we're going to do something again, isn't it?
Yeah, so Jerry from the Boogaloo was on straight again. And then people have said about maybe going to the Irish Centre in Leeds or to Manchester.
We're not doing the Irish Centre in London. Jesus Christ. Remember your man? He's the most difficult human being in the world.
I don't think that it's necessary that he's difficult.
He is fucking difficult. It's the most difficult fucking E. You know, when you're talking to someone and it's like, when is free? Well, when would you like to go? I don't have your fucking calendar. Well, maybe you could suggest 5 dates. You know, this shit. Give me 5 of your best dates. It's like saying to a comic, 5 of your best jokes. Let's see. And then you're like, oh, we don't. Right, here's 5. None of those are free. Give me another 5. You're the one with the fucking calendar. You tell me.
It's funny how much it frustrated you, though.
I know it's so much.
Because you did 4 weeks that, and then you just fucked it over to me and went,
I can't deal with him. I can't deal with him.
If anybody hasn't heard this podcast, when we were trying to book London, PJ was, I'll do that.
I'm having a chocolate.
I'll do that. I'll 100% do that. Las Vegas, same. I'll do that. And then says to me 4 or 5 weeks later, I haven't got around to that. Is there any way you could take that over? So I went, fine, I'll take it over. So I took it over. And about three, four weeks into it, and about 17 emails later, I went to PJ, this lad, I said, he keeps coming back. He goes, I know. And I was like, oh, you dickhead. You sold me down the river. Be careful of eating. Do you know, true story, there's a Facebook page on one of the Radio X Facebook pages for the guys that are on Saturday morning, and there was a whole group conversation going on about coming to see us in London.
Oh.
And so people were like, who's going to go to the Boogaloo and see them and whatever? And one guy, I think Wigglesworth was his surname, said he stopped listening to the Dublin podcast after the podcast that I edited. Now, this is pre you, Alan. This is when I was pregnant on Hannah. So this is like 50 episodes maybe ago.
Yeah, he gave up on
it. And then I profusely apologised apparently. And everyone went, no, she never really did it again. And he went, no, he said she profusely apologised and she did it again 2 weeks later. So he's never came back. He's never listened to a podcast ever again. Because I ate on a podcast one day. I was eating a sandwich.
I can't say I blame him. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Really, you've done way worse.
Ah, yeah, no, I have, yeah. But I've also wanted to stab people in the head for eating when you're not in the humour for listening to someone.
No, but I was...
There's
irritating just sound. Had a finger...
Yeah.
Into the microphone a second ago.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
Anyway, so London was amazing. So we will try and do another show somewhere along the lines. We'll try and figure it out and figure out where we're going to go. But it won't be the London Irish Centre.
Somebody here wants you to come to Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to go to Scotland. Scotland's the crack.
Now, we'd need more than one person.
Yeah, but we thought we were only going to get one person in London, so surely we can drag out a few Scots as well.
Maybe. Do you have friends? Who is in
Scotland? I bet
Scotland?
You that's your man that was in the toilet. I bet you that's... All right,
no, somebody else said...
Where's the fucking stat in here?
It's somebody anonymous. JCS1728.
That's a catchy...
Do you know him?
JCS1728. JCS. Yeah. That's a... That sounds... Makes you start thinking, right, Scotland, JC, Jesus Christ. So he's one parish
superstar.
Or the other. It's definitely a Protestant or a Catholic.
We're going back down this road again. we probably offended half of the Protestants in the room. Which only after I realised that what I was trying to say, we're trying to figure out, like, we were talking about the Protestants and toasters and stuff, and I was trying to figure out about, you know, who was, and I went, if you're a Protestant, raise your left hand. I mean, for fuck, I could have picked any hand. It's like, raise your left hand if you're a Protestant. Who says that? It's a conversion. That's really...
Raise your left hand. Yeah. I don't know why that feels weird. But I don't even know what's so odd about.
But it feels really racist or something to say to, like,
yeah, let's raise your left hand. Is that fucking world we live in now? Saying raise your left hand.
No, but don't people say,
oh my god, she said left hand. What a fucking race. Did you see today there was...
Well, you brought up the bombings and brought up the IRA and just basically said that they're you know,
I just said, and I stand by it, that they'd have Irish terrorists back tomorrow morning over these mad shower of fuckers. You know what I mean? They're bringing terrorism a bad name is basically what I was saying.
We elaborate a little bit on
did
that.
Did you see on Slate today? There's this ridiculous article. This is
away from the microphone.
I wasn't even going to say this because I get so upset about this bullshit. But see, there's someone did an article saying, because she heard this fella shouting at, what's that Amazon voice? You know, like the
Oh, Alexa.
Alexa. He shouted at Alexa and she reckons he's a misogynist because he shouts at his fucking computer.
My 3 and a half.
How is shouting at a computer make you a fucking misogynist just because the voice, they're giving it a woman's voice?
Mine 3.5
I don't
want
to assume Alexa's fucking gender or anything, but they've given it a woman's fucking voice and he gave out to his computer because it doesn't understand. It's like I was doing my fucking material about it. These things are shit. So you go, fucking give me how many calories is in a banana? How do you feed a panda? No, that's not what I said, you fucking arsehole computer fuck. And then now you're a misogynist for fucking having a disagreement with your fucking computer.
Well, then I'm raising a tiny misogynist because my 3.5-year-old loses the head of Alexa. He's like, Alexa, play Frozen. And then she's like, Alexa, Frozen. And I was like, Alexa, this is me. And so I have a teeny tiny misogynist.
You do,
on my
you have
hand.
A misogynist in the house.
Yeah.
Tell him to raise his left hand and fuck off.
So we had a great time in London. Thank you very much for everybody who came, and we promised. And I say that, and then everyone's like, "Are you going to come back to Dublin? Are you going to do another show in Dublin?" So apparently, people like to come and see the Dublin podcast live.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a thing. Like
it is. Yeah,
we just
have
to work around Precious' schedule.
Well, it's not that bad now
because you are saying no. You're just a girl who can't say no. So now you're just saying
I'm learning to say no. And okay. I'm saying yes to shit that's fun. Yesterday was fucking fun. You know, there's this big cruise ship in town. Have you seen that?
Oh my God.
The celebrity something that's called.
This is bizarre that you say this.
Yeah.
So my flight home, I don't know if you, because I was going to say to you, so my flight home, I flew up British Airways. So you know the way the British Airways flight from Heathrow was always connecting flights?
Yeah.
I was surrounded. Is this the one going to Iceland?
Yes.
Oh my God, I was surrounded by Americans coming home.
It was amazing.
You on Sunday, I had the worst hangover of my entire life. I'm between two Americans and your man's mad to have a chat. So anyway,
Americans
and he's
love
like,
chatting. He goes, my God, they love chatting. One of the Americans yesterday, what kind of a dog are those? It was like this lad, with, you know, because they put on the fucking show for the Yankees.
Irish Wolfhounds.
Is that the actual name of the dog or is that you describing the dog? I was like, that's the weirdest question I've ever been asked. As if I go, they are Irish Wolfhounds, but the name harks back to a different time. It's like,
well, this guy,
they're lovely, like they just want to chat.
These guys, I end up sitting between a husband and a wife, and as I said, I drank copious amounts, and then we went to Gav's party on Saturday night, and I was so hungover. This is how bad I was on Sunday. I had to travel in the back of the car to the airport with a water and a plastic bag for fear of puking. Right, like it was like I got to the airport
you
an hour
fucking
before.
Ragged yourself.
Oh, I was so. I don't drink that much because I can't. I get the worst hangovers. Even if I have a little amount to drink, but when I have a lot amount to drink, I'm an absolute write-off. I'm fetal, but when I have to go to the airport, so anyway, I get onto the flight, sit on the flight, and this guy is like, you know, he's itching to talk. And then anyway, I kind of gave in to it because I was like, maybe it'll keep me alive because I genuinely thought I was going to die. I was like, this is it. I'm going to die mid-air, right, you know, on the way back to Dublin. And he's like, we're going on a cruise. And I was like, you're from Cleveland, Ohio, and you're going on a cruise from, what? And he's like, to Iceland. I swear to God, I went, this man is, I'm getting fucking punked. Like, this isn't real.
It's brilliant.
He showed me the whole thing. It's celebrity. It's excellent. Is this the same X celebrity cruise?
The celebrity X. That's what it's called. I couldn't think of the name.
Oh, like
X,
unbelievable.
I forgot the X bit.
So you got a tour?
No, man, it was amazing. More than a tour.
Did you get to go out? Oh, you had lunch and stuff.
Yeah, fucking full on steak dinner and wine and all sorts of shit. It was amazing. Yeah, we basically pretended we were travel agents.
Amazing.
And they took us onto the thing to show us around. It's fucking unbelievable. I never thought I'd be into a cruise. I never thought I'd
be
into
a
cruise.
You were able to get off after an hour or two, though. How would you feel if that was like the week?
I'd love it. I'd fucking
really?
Love it. I swear, I never thought it. To me, it was just a big, huge, floating, very nice prison, right? And then I'm on this.
I don't know about that analogy.
And then I'm on it, and it's fucking marvelous. Like, it's marvelous. You don't have to do anything for yourself. And it's full of, like you said, huge Americans on mobility scooters and shit.
The Americans
being
that were
pushed
on my
around
flight
by
were
really small Filipino men. So for a start,
very
that's
strong,
kind of funny looking.
Very
which is
strong.
So straight away you're like, this is entertaining, right?
Yeah.
And then there's there's young people as well, but they're like me. They're people who don't like fun. So it's fucking brilliant. They're not there to talk to anyone. And your woman, one of the tourists, travel agents was saying, oh, does this kind of cruise, you know, which is for the sort of the blue infringement. And then there's other ones that are more crack. I was there, I don't want crack. I want this shit. I want to just sit down, stuff my face with food, drink every day, hang around with old people who don't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You want to see, like, the amount of red. There's a half acre field on top of the fucking thing. There's floating gardeners in the sea. I don't know what it is about that blew my mind.
Yeah.
A full library, cinema, four bars, six restaurants. It's fucking unbelievable.
Sound like an advertisement.
A swimming pool. Yeah, I know. Now, it's going to cost you, like, probably, I don't know, $5,000 or something
for
a week.
It's not cheap. But this guy actually, as it turned out, he was sitting beside me.
And then you end up in Iceland. So you don't even want to get off the fucking boat.
No, I
it
don't.
Saves you the bother having to check back in. Okay. You can see the whole thing from the fucking half acre field up top.
Yeah, like,
there it is. There's Iceland. Grand. I don't need to check in again. I've fucking seen it. They'll bring me back downstairs. And it's one of those things you don't have to do anything for yourself. It's literally, how do I get over there? And the man goes, I'll take you over there.
Yeah, I'd be it's into like, that. Can I do, we rarely agree on things, but I think there could be something in a cruise that yeah. I could be into.
I've done the adventure holidays, me hardship big. Holidays, going and hanging out with tribal people and they show me their culture and all that shit. I told you all that. Really
what,
got lost
you've
in
been
Fiji.
To Benidorm?
No, Fiji. When I was in the Fiji islands with the tribes and shit, and it was fucked up and we couldn't get off. We all got sick, arse turned into a fucking volcano. It was fucking unbelievable.
We got to the 100th episode and you're telling me now that you lived in a Fijian tribe and you had an arse volcano. You haven't, because I retain a lot of things. I would have retained a volcanic ass. No, actually I probably wouldn't have got that bit, but I would have got that you've lived with a Fijian tribe.
I didn't live with them, but I stayed with there for like a week or something. Yeah,
sorry. Okay, How the fuck did you end up? I told you the story. Didn't, PJ.
I fucking did.
We're like having a Barney now, man, because I don't know you didn't tell me.
Well, me and my friend Pat
Devine. You told me about Greece, because yeah. You've been to Greece. You told me about New York and you didn't like New York. You've told me about, we've talked about other, but you have 100% never told me about.
Oh man, it was mental.
Really?
Yeah. Like we flew, me and my friend Pat were flying all
over. Every day's a fucking school day, isn't it?
We were flying all over the world. This is the thing, like we'll go and see the world.
Okay, how old were you?
It was 99 or 2000 or... And it was around that time when 30, the fucking 34. Computers were supposed to stop. It was around that time, right? Okay. And we were 34, very fucking funny. So we were telling your friend Pat, we bought tickets round the world, whatever. Sort of when you could, this is back in the days when you could buy a loose ticket. Remember, okay, you just bought a ticket and you could use it whenever you wanted. I don't think you can do that anymore.
I have no idea. I think that's for the kids.
Yeah, but you used to, so we used to bought
yeah,
one of these
it, like...
loose fucking tickets. Oh. Yeah, use it, shit. Yeah. And then we went and, I can't remember where we were. I think we were in Australia. I can't remember which came first, right? Because we were so fucking traumatised by this thing that happened in the middle. So we fly to Fiji, right? Mm. Now, we've no money.
Okay.
So we're flying into an airport in Fiji that most people don't fly into. Like, you're pretty much landing off the arse end of a catapult type of airport.
Right.
And we arrive and there's this like, big fucking cage in the arrivals lounge. So you have to stop people from jumping on you. Do you know that way?
So, oh, yeah. No, I guess.
So it's like a fucking cage. So it's like Indiana Jones shit. So straight they're all like... You know,
trying
like,
to sell
indie,
you stuff,
indie,
yeah.
Indie, 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 like that sort of shit, right? And they're just trying to sell you rooms and boat rides and all this shit.
Cars and
so
all that,
we just went with the first woman that was nice to us, that wasn't shouting at us. We just said, she's cool,
that's
we're
the
going
story
with
of
her.
So many people's lives.
Yeah, nice woman. Trust, you can always trust a nice
you
woman.
Say that.
All these lads are fucking wankers. Nice, smiley woman, not being pressured. We're going with her, okay. Right? She takes us into this room. Where do you want to go? We don't give a shit. We're fucking sick. We're not feeling good. We've been on the road for months. An island. Just find us an island. Oh, yeah, no! I beg your pardon! It's called Come On Back. Pat had about 5 islands in his head he wanted to go to.
Right, okay.
All of them, amazingly, were booked up. She, they're all booked up. They're all fucking booked up, right? And then she goes, I have a...
Nice woman. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice
and
woman.
Then she's like, I know the best fucking... Wait, I have the... Lads, I have the place for you, right?
You have an Irish accent.
Well, no, you know what I mean. Oh, you got to fucking use the sort of suspension of disbelief or whatever it's called here, right? And then she shows us a map of Fiji, right? And Fiji is like one big mainland and then like a sort of a boomerang shape of small islands.
Gotcha.
And say, imagine the map is like the size of my head. And then I put my arm out.
Right.
At the edge of my finger was the island she was shown. So it looked far.
Seems
right?
Legit.
And we were there, hold on, how fucking far away is this? And she was there, 1 hour and a half, right? We're there, 1 hour and a half? Grand.
How'd you get there?
How'd you get there? You get a boat. She gives us the boat ticket. So we're sitting there on the pier, no boat. Right? There's nothing, there's just like a couple, there's like this little boat that looks like a Fiat Punto that's had its roof ripped off sitting in the middle of the fucking thing. So that's not it. We're sitting there waiting for the boat to run. No boat. We've thought we've been ripped off. Then your man in the Fiat Punto floating just goes, everybody, all aboard! We get on with two other British girls, right? He heads off. He drops them off about an hour and a half later and goes, not you two, yeah. We run out of diesel in the sea. He then empties one thing of diesel and sucks the fucking diesel out of a tank and starts siphoning it in because he can't fit it. He can't fit the amount of fuel we need into the fucking boat to get where we're going. He does that twice more. It was a 5-hour fucking boat ride to the middle of fuck off in the middle of shit pant nowhere. And we finally get there. It's not a fucking resort. It's a fucking tribal island, right? And all these young kids are coming out going, hey, right? It's me and Pat. And they come out and they're grabbing our bags and fucking bringing us on. There's one other New Zealand fucker who's he doesn't know how to get off. doesn't know how to get off the fucking place. Well, how long have you been here? He's there, about 5 days. It's fucking great. It's amazing. This isn't fucking amazing. He's there, have you got toilet roll and a flashlight and all? No, we hadn't fucking anything. We thought we were going to a fucking resort. And then it was so dark, and no electricity. No, so when it got dark, you just had to sit down until it got bright again. Because you couldn't fucking see where you were going. You couldn't see where you were fucking going.
So they didn't have a drinks reception for a welcome.
Are you fucking joking? Oh, and that's the other thing. There was like 6 crates of beer on the boat with us.
Yeah.
They brought them in, and that's the beer they sold to us when we were on the fucking island. That was it. So it wasn't exactly the most popular place in the world, right?
Right, okay.
And they drink this shit called cava all day, and they just like clap. And so they're all fucking stoned.
Like cava, like Prosecco kind of cava? Like
no,
a champagne
they call
cava?
It no. It's like a root.
Like, that seems, I mean, I think we've stumbled on something I would have been interested in there.
It's a root thing, right? It's a root thing. It just gets you out of your mind, right? Of course, they're grand for drinking it. We get bored, we drink it, and our arse turns into chocolate fountains for fucking 3 days. Like, so it's fucking...
I presume the facilities, the toilet facilities were
there was no toilet facilities.
They?
There was like a hole in the ground. Nothing.
And you didn't bring toilet roll?
No, nothing. We fucked dragging our arse along the ground like a fucking dog with worms. The whole thing was fucked. The whole thing was absolutely fucked. He showed us where we're staying. It was like this little hut made of sticks and rope. And
you had shelter.
With one book, and it was about serial killers, right? And we fought over that book because that was the only form of entertainment you had until it got dark.
Would one not read the other one to the... No?
Oh, Jesus. I never even thought of that. But we all knew. We knew we had to pretend we were enjoying ourselves because if one person broke... if one person broke, the other person would have broke with them.
Yeah, okay.
So it was like... Your man Brian Keenan and you think...
Okay, now, to be honest with you, we're going a bit stressful there.
I'm fucking
telling
you. And one night, right?
I think Brian Keenan was there for like 3 years or
something. Yeah, but if he was only there for 2 weeks or a week, it would have felt
holiday,
like us. Right?
Free drink.
We felt like him after 10 fucking days, right? If we were there after another 2.5 years, it would have been different, right? But I'm telling you, this is how it felt, right?
Okay.
And we knew we hit our lowest point when we were sitting there, right? Thunder and lightning storm one night.
Oh, amazing.
And I was sitting on the edge of the bed, totally dark.
In the bed? Come on, there's a bit of luxury.
What? Oh, for fuck. I'm sitting on the edge of the bed, right? The edge of the bed. And it's just a hut, right? So your man's bed is as far from me as you are. I had no idea he was sitting on the edge of his bed. And a flash of lightning just went, poof! And for a split second, we saw each other looking at each other. And nobody said a word. Nobody said a word. And then we sat there all night listening to... About 10 minutes later, another flash of lightning. The two of us are still a foot from each other. And that's it. Half a second of seeing each other. It was fucking misery. It was absolute fucking misery.
What,
and we were both sick. And we went to fucking ask your man who brought us there, how the fuck do we get off this island? Like, no offence, but we've had enough now, thanks very much. And he starts laughing. The boat may come, the boat may not come. Fiji time. We're like, this I can't. I know he's being nice. Oh, and we're fucking sitting there, like the first night. Your man says to us, what do you want to eat? Do you want meat or chicken? And there was a goat and a chicken in the front garden. Right? And I said, do you have any fish? And he threw a strop and fucked off with a fishing rod. So there you go.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
We couldn't get out of there quick enough. Pap was fucked. He got bitten by all these kind of sea lice and shit. And he got all infected up his legs. We had to stay in New Zealand for fucking weeks while he got better. The whole thing was a disaster.
I don't think I've cried laughing at one of our stories or one of your stories in the podcast in a long time. And I've found out what the recurring thread that makes me laugh.
Misery on me.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, if I get hurt boxing, I get wrecked. If I, you know, fall over in the shower, if I get hit by a car, basically anything that creates pain.
The priapism, that as well. Very funny.
Yeah.
So you don't recommend it as a destination, is what
you're
saying?
Well, no, I do. Just you need to go with an idea and
toilet roll.
And if you're into, if that's your type of thing, just, you know, be prepared. I was turning up with shades and shorts and shit. And I had a clue. I thought
literally,
we were like staying. Yeah. I thought we were staying in like a budget hotel or something. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I totally forgot about this, man. I totally forgot, right? So we're there for, I don't know, I think it was 7 or 8 days. We're sitting there. You can't get in the water because the sea lice are really bad.
Right.
So you're just sitting under a tree with fucking nothing to do. And if you haven't got the serial killer book, you're really fucked, right? It was really shit, right? You couldn't talk to anyone. The kids just wanted to take your clothes all the time. It's like, I like your t-shirt, can I have it? You're like, fuck me, man, I've nothing left. I've nothing fucking left, right? And then we're sitting on this, on the right, here's the fucking shitter, right? So And we meet this other guy, other white lad walking down the beach. We're like, well, how's it going? He's like, oh, you staying here? We're like, yeah, yeah. And he goes, you know, there's a fucking proper hotel up around the other way on the far side of the island. And they sell chocolate cake and milkshakes and all kinds of shit. We're like, you're messing. He's like, no, no, no. Went up. It was covered, right? It was, fuck, oh, man. It's like, you know when Alive, when they started eating each other, and then they realised if they had to go on the other way, there was a fucking shed full of provisions. It felt like that. And we're chatting, and then we go up there, and it's covered in cats. There's cats everywhere. But Pat, I'm afraid, he's afraid of cats. And I sat down while he stood on the beach, and he had to watch me eating a fucking ice cream and drinking a smoothie and eating a cake while he stood on the beach. And I was like, I'm sorry, man, there's nothing I can do. The poor
bastard. Did you not go and stay there then?
No.
In the hotel?
No.
Because that would have been the sensible thing to do, right?
Yeah, no, there was only a couple of days. I can't remember what. I think you'd nearly accepted your fate at that. To be honest, once we had realised that you could go there and eat normal and meet people and not just
and
be sitting
go back to your
and go back to the hut, you were all right, you know.
So but you're probably doing what most people think happens, like on I'm a Celebrity and stuff, is that, you know, they think that they go into the jungle and that they actually piss, or, you know, Bear Grylls, yeah, the island, think they piss off to luxury hotel, down the, but they actually do slum it.
They
like,
actually do slum
you.
It, yeah. Yeah, no, we know. Yeah, oh, it was a piss. It was an absolute pisser.
That has given me so much
joy. I can't
believe
I never told you that.
Oh, that has given me so much. Thank you for, like, that is the perfect story for the 100th episode. That really, I've loved that. Alan, what fell on the ground?
Oh, just a book.
Do you need to pick it up? Or
no,
anything?
No, it's fine. I don't need it. No, no, no. Yeah.
How many people are watching? Or is anybody even watching? Is it just us?
There was 80. You've lost some people. It's about 70 now.
Oh, shit.
But people are coming and going, you know.
Fair enough.
Alan Eyre is convinced that you've told that story before on the podcast.
Yeah, I think
so
I did.
Take it up with him.
I think I did.
Maybe
I think you
listening.
Might be right. Maybe she wasn't listening. That's lovely, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't remember it though.
See, there's a few binge listeners. They might remember it, but that was definitely.
Now, see, this is the thing which we talked about as well, because we're 100 episodes in. Like, this is the gas thing, is that people are now sending. Like, we were talking about China Terry on Saturday. People are sending us things now that I don't remember. Like, as we're saying, there's so many spoilers that are going to go on between now and then. Like, as in, you know, like we talked about, I'll lose my job, I'll get pregnant, PJ goes on a health kick. You know, you've a lot to get through. A lot of things will happen.
You'll go
to New York, you'll hate it. You'll go taking Pokemons off people's boobs, things like that.
Oh, I forgot all that shit.
Yeah, but people remind you these things.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here. Do you want to?
Well, go on. What are people saying?
Yeah,
questions.
Oh, yeah, why not? And then I have a Hero of the Week again this
week,
actually.
Amazing. My Hero of the Week went down.
Yeah, yes. Royal Family Hero of the Week. She's out of my mind.
Yeah, okay. That's what I remember.
There's a lot of people saying hello and whooping, and they're fantastic and all that kind of stuff. Champions League on TV, Dubland on laptop. If Carlsberg,
yeah, I was watching Champions League actually. What's the score at the moment? Because Real Madrid had just scored. So if anybody wants to send
us a score update there,
like I don't have a fucking phone right in front of me to check it. But anyway,
in the UK, you can marry your cousin. Joy Donnelly's here.
Hello, Josie. My Joey. Did he say you could marry your cousin?
No.
I was just, that's weird. Andrew, I married you, Joey.
Andrew Thomas says the legend Joey also in the chat.
Is Joey chatting to people there though?
Joey, Dublin Live Podcast pre-Dubs game and juries. Now that's a day.
Oh geez, that's a great idea.
What's that?
You know, Jury's Crow Park Hotel. Yeah. Do a Dublin podcast live before a championship match.
No, that would be very.
That would
good.
Be, and that's a brilliant idea. Now, that's a
I
fucking brilliant
how
idea.
Could do that.
Joey then said, "Wouldn't be bad. Hard to get free these days. Try to get organised to go to this. Kid's work in the way."
Oh yeah, Joey was going to come in. He's going to come in this evening, but then he didn't get home until literally about 6 months before I left, and we went. We left the house. And then he brought the kids upstairs, and I brought the kids down. I said, "Bye." And that's been my life with Joey for the past 6 days. It's fairly busy.
Very nice.
Anybody else asking anything else?
Loads. Okay. Paddy wants to know, do you not stand before flushing the toilet?
What?
Oh, for your balls to go down the toilet.
Oh, yeah, but I know he's right. I know, we're talking about the airplane toilet. But you're very limited with space in an airplane toilet. You know what I mean? Very limited with space. So maybe you're just having a wee. And then the suction's fairly high. You could be standing in front of it and it would still get a grip. You know what I mean? Any sort of seal, sort of environment like that. You know
Thanks
what I mean?
Thanks for the visual. Any other questions?
Andrew Thomas also wants to know, has PJ called Joey with any more problems or observations?
I haven't actually, no. I have to get on to him about
something.
We ring
Joey about something?
Joey says only car-related problems.
Lately
it's
just
car-related.
Oh yeah, there was car-related problems actually, yeah. Which he sorted me out for.
Were you happy with the service?
I was, but of course I was a total pain in the arse and he had to come back about 3 or 4 times to fucking sort me out because nothing's ever simple with me.
That's absolutely everybody. Okay, is that Andrew with Harry the blind dog?
Andrew Thomas.
Yeah, he has a dog called Harry who's blind. I don't like dogs, but I particularly like that one. Although I'm changing. There's a dog on, and I don't, maybe this is the reason I like him. There's a dog on CBeebies at 5:25 called Waffle, and it's a Waffle the Wonder Dog. Now, it is the fact that my kids are, like, Hannah's obsessed with dogs, but my kids, for 7.5 minutes, they literally go, Hannah comes out barking to tell you that it's on, and then you go in, and she's like, Waffle, 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 and the two of them sit like that. Oh, can't tell you how much I live for it. And then I've started to record it.
Oh, of course you have.
So I think that, so it's a Labrapoodle.
A Labradoodle. Right?
Labradoodle, yeah. I like it. As far as a dog goes, if I was committing to a dog, I'd commit to one of those. Well, I'm not committing to a dog.
They're very energetic, Labradoodle.
That's he's gone. That's the end
of that
one.
Yeah, you'd need something more laid back. You need one of those dogs that are kind of
sedated.
Yeah, the ones that kind of look like they're half alive. Like, you know those English bulldogs, they're kind of like
their tongue's sticking out.
They just go away groaning all day. They're not in humour for anything.
Andrew has a dog called Harry who's blind. It's a little kind of shih tzu kind of thing. It's cute though. Anybody else have anything else?
People are talking to Joey.
Stop talking to Joey.
Joey, fucking Joey. Nicking all the fucking limelight on the podcast. It's unbelievable.
Lorraine Boylan was having withdrawal symptoms after Saturday at the Bungaloo. Now sorted. Your shot was tequila rose, Suzanne.
Jesus Christ. It was, it tasted like amoxicillin. Do you know, like a kid's, it was pink. And I actually said to Lorraine, I was like, I don't do shots. She's like, no, it's like it's not even a real shot, right? It was tequila something. It was like
Tequila rose.
Tequila rose.
Oh, that was the start of the one.
You
the
had
one, that's
one she had
many.
Five, apparently.
Well, I don't know how you were standing because I couldn't see straight after my
one. And then there's
one.
A nauseated face, I'm told.
Yeah, good.
So thanks again.
Lovely to meet
for
you.
Coming. Can't wait for you to come again. Come to Newcastle or Edinburgh.
We're going to try and do...
Yeah, that's kind of... Because there was a woman there that...
Sounds like you need to do a full UK tour.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a woman there that knows her shit. She was like a publicist woman. I don't know. Yeah. I think Suzanne's going
to
set her out there to fucking do things and talk to people who know people.
We're going to talk to Megan
and
we'll talk to Chris.
And get shit sorted and all of that, you know.
And we'll figure it out. But we will definitely do something. But precious on time over here. We do have to figure it out.
Oh, Jesus.
Although he has a television show he has to record.
Although that's... Yeah. Anyway, I can't say anything about that, but there might not be such a rush.
Okay,
that. That's
great.
That's about all I can say at the moment.
That gives enough away, so shut up.
Right.
PJ's told, like, under no circumstances mentioned, well, I'll say nothing, but what I'll say is on Wednesday the 28th at 4:30. go on.
Chocolate finger is what PJ's doctor has after a visit from PJ.
Oh, Jesus. That's,
I know
that's
related to.
He's
talking about one of the stories about being 40 and intrusive doctors going where it's none of their business.
Where
he's got
gets
a point.
His kicks these days.
Where can I get a Dublin mug?
So these mugs, it is underneath has the... You never took your mug home.
I didn't know I had it.
We open them here. Open bring them it home with you. So the all the details are underneath. See under there?
Oh, so you can get a Dublin mug and personalised mugs, plaques... Oh, that's the fucking list of stuff. Mugs and gifts at aircom.net. That's where you can get them.
Yeah.
Yeah, mugs and gifts at aircom.net.
They're on,
a Dublin
they're on
mug.
Insta and stuff, but they made them and sent them into us. But everybody asked, and it was like my Have Notions bangles and stuff. People ask about those all the time. They're the bead pot.
Do they come from the same place?
No, it was a British company did the thing. And actually, there's an Irish company that have a T-shirt that says Notions. I was going to get it for today. I just didn't have time.
Oh, here, look. 04. Oh, fuck it.
No.
087. 419. 4129. 880.
Really bad idea. It's a really bad idea.
087, ring this fella here.
No, don't.
087-4129. That if you're in England, then that's 00353-87-4129-880. And tell him you want a Dublin mug. There, bit of business
it's
for
the girl,
them.
I think.
Oh, well, tell. Oh, fuck's sake, me presumptions. I'm such a misogynist. I was shouting at my computer yesterday.
Alexa.
Tell that person you want a mug.
Anything else, Alan?
Leeds. Got to come to Manchester.
Well, if we did Leeds, we could do Manchester. People could come because it's not too far.
Yeah,
we could
that's
do the Leeds
close.
Irish Centre. Actually, it's a great place.
Suzanne, it's Jan from Instagram.
Hello.
I'll be up for a Scottish gig maybe during the Fringe.
That's August, is it?
That's August. Yeah.
Come to Middlesbrough. You'd need a big pub. I am the bloke who took his new cat out on a lead a few times so she could get used to the garden.
I love that. I love the idea of an Englishman walking his cat in a lead. It's something so amazingly
my
English
friend
about the
Sarah
whole
Jane
thing, isn't
does that. She had her cat.
Is she English?
No, she's Irish.
Yeah, it's
she
just something
Tala,
very English
like.
About it. I just see a top hat and a monocle and a man with a cat on a lead. You know, it just seems very sort of gentlemanly or something.
My my cousin Christopher, he has a cat called... He doesn't actually own this cat. He's a proper pedigree, like expensive, fluffy thing, and called Gomez. They call it GCAT, who comes and stays in the house, and they've just established that it just comes and stays whenever it wants. But I think they should start buying him clothes, like putting little jackets on him, so that when he goes home, his owner's just like, Jesus Christ, Gomez, where have you been? And like, you know, having little gangster hats
that's
on him.
Brilliant. Shit. I just think, I love all
buy
that.
Outfits and just send him home in the outfits. And then, because imagine like your cat just arriving back wearing a puffer jacket, you'd be like, where have you been? Or like a little rave t-shirt. Rave to the Grave or something on it. Yeah.
A cigarette and all.
Okay, you don't need to kill it. Yeah. So. Or yeah. Do. Yeah. Do you want to do your hero of the week?
Yeah,
and we'll
I
come
do,
back
yeah.
to more
so,
questions.
You know the way I love a cheat, right? I found a story and I fucking love. I love people who just take a chance. I don't give a shit. I love drugs and sport. I'm into it.
Okay.
All of that shit. I keep saying it all the time. Just have a bit of crack. Do
literally,
what you need to do.
Literally have
I just, oh, well, I don't. I do. I love drugs and sport. I don't love drugs and sport. But I just think.
Oh, did you get a
if I was doing
update?
Sport, I would be doing it. But no, but this lad, he's a wildlife photographer of the year. Did you see this fella?
No.
He's fucking dead on,
I've
right?
seen nothing.
Oh, he's brilliant. His name is Marcio Cabral. He won the Wildlife Photographer of the Year. He won it, right? In
wow.
animals in their environment category, right? So he
oh,
won
wow.
it.
This is almost like an animal fact.
It is almost like an animal fact, right?
They're emerging.
So, but he did it. He won. And he won it. And he's a Brazilian lad. And they've taken the prize off him. Because they found out that the it was this amazing photograph, right? This photograph, it was called, what was it called? The Night Raider. That's what it was called, right?
Okay.
And it's this amazing photograph of an anteater, or an aardvark, to use the the Latin term. Right, was it hanging on a tree, scoffing ants, and it's all bent over. It looks absolutely perfect. It's the most perfect shot, right? You don't get these fellas like this. Got it, took the picture, sent it in. Animals in their natural environment. World Wildlife Photographer of the Year, the award, he gets it. Turns out the fucking thing was stuffed. He nicked it off the gate of the local park. So he nicked it off the gate of his local park.
I mean,
took it in, took the pictures, brought it back in, and there was such a controversy about it because it's hard to prove an animal's stuff by looking at a photograph.
Okay, I was about to say, how did they?
Five scientists who didn't know each other. They had to have a peer-reviewed scientific fucking thing where they had to get five scientists all to look at it and say, yes, there is unnatural sort of things with its hair and the way its ears are shaped and whatever. And they all
it's marble eyes.
But what I love the most about El Marcel. Doesn't he's not having any of it. It's definitely real. The fact that it's shaped exactly the same as the one that's on the gate of the park that the picture was taken in is pure coincidence. He's not having it. He's not having it. He's absolutely sticking to his guns. It's fucking brilliant. He's the Lance
state?
Armstrong of wildlife photography.
And we
he
all
is
love
not
Lance.
He's not for bending.
Does it state that the animal has to be alive?
Ah, yeah, yeah. No, it's the category is literally animals in their natural fucking whatever the
well,
fuck.
He, but technically
it's literally whatever the fuck fucking animal fuck. What, you know?
But technically the animal is in his natural habitat. He's just dead in his natural habitat eating ants. Well, not eating ants.
Sure.
So like if you wanted to be facetious or pedantic about it.
Yeah, I know, but you're never going to get away with it. Because then you just have stuffed animals. There'd never be a real animal shot.
I mean, I kind of like the
never.
Idea of
you'd
that. Though.
Like next one would be a cat smoking a cigarette. The animals in their natural environment.
And a cat. And a hat. You say that like
a
it's
tiger
a bad
with boxing
thing.
Gloves.
I really like that. Actually, speaking of Hero of the Week, we got this tweet a while ago, or someone sent it to me saying, and this isn't from the actual person. It was like they sent a tweet that, you know, like went viral. And it was like, I just had an awesome experience at Starbucks at Eastgate in Chapel Hill, NC. Caleb has a degree in zoology and he asks the customers what their favourite animal is and then he gives them facts while making their orders.
What?
Yeah. And what? Then he draws a little animal on the cup.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so he's in. So someone tweeted and then was like, this is a really good one. Yeah, so Starbucks at Eastgate and Chapel Hill in NC. I think, where would NC be?
North Carolina.
Don't know, yeah.
In the States?
Yeah, but anyway, whoever this Caleb kid is.
Caleb is a real North Carolina name as well, isn't it?
Caleb reminds
me. Caleb, you get the feel.
Caleb
is good with animals.
Oh, see, don't say that now, right? Can I point out, Joey's watching this, right? So Caleb reminds of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, but I liked the name Caleb when I was pregnant. And at one point, because obviously, you know, like pregnant, and me, obviously, as well. But
yeah.
Pregnant women should be very careful. And I was like, I really like the name
Caleb.
Caleb Can Kane. We put Caleb?
Sounds like such a serial killer.
His surname.
Caleb Kane was found living in his bolt hole. You know the way when a fella lives in a bedsit.
Good job, a surname would have been Donnelly.
It's not a bedsit anymore. It's a bolt hole.
Well,
Caleb Kane in his bolt hole was found with a head in the fridge.
Caleb Kane could have been doing show tunes, tap dance, doing whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, it's true as well.
Anyway, Caleb Kane
ladies and
would have been
please
Caleb.
Welcome, Caleb Kane.
Yeah. Caleb Kane would have been Caleb Donnelly anyway. But yeah, he vetoed it. Caleb didn't happen.
Yeah, Caleb Donnelly doesn't have the same.
No.
Do you know?
What?
It only drawn to me the other day. Drawn to me. Is Donnelly, which is the first and original name? Donnelly or Donnellan?
I don't know.
There's a reason I'm asking this. Because the Donnellans are fucking racist, man. And I forgot all about it. All of them. All of them.
Well, my surname is my married surname is Donnelly.
Is it? I'm telling you. Have you seen the family crest for the Donnellan family?
No, we're Donnellys, not Donnellan.
Well, there's are variations of each other. And whichever one's of them Donnellans.
I'm Donnelly.
You're Donnelly.
And I'm not even. And Joey's I'm only what? By name. He's Donnelly.
He's a proper Donnelly.
Yeah.
Right. So he's just escaping through the racist ring of fire by
they're northern, aren't they, Donnelly?
I don't
it's
know.
It's a northern name, I think.
Have you seen the family crest of Donnellan? I no. dare you to Google it. Here it's a black man tied to a fucking tree.
PJ.
That's what it is. Oh, that's what it is. And I remember it from when...
Although I had a teacher
and it's an
in
Irish
school.
Family crest. Wow. Like, it's not exactly...
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
now, can I just to clarify,
it's the
I am
worst.
Don. I am by marriage, I'm Donna Lee, mm-hmm. not Donna Lee.
Yeah, but she's obviously changed it because to get away from your filthy past.
Well, I reiterate, I married into this family.
It's the most... I can't remember. I can't believe I forgot
oh,
it. Because I guess
now.
Here's how I remember.
Oh, my good God.
Yeah. It's a black man tied or chained to a lemon tree, if I'm
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
A lemon tree.
Now, that's Donna Lan. So Donnellan. I'm Donnelly.
Yeah.
By marriage. But, not, yeah. that I'm, not that I'm like renouncing
but
my marriage.
I totally forgot about this. And it just reminded me, we were talking about surnames and family crests and everything the other day. Myself and Jim were talking about it.
Right.
And I remember a fella, I shouldn't say his first name, but right, Larry Donnellan, right? And we were in school and he was like to be, we were asking family crests and he drew that and he got in so much trouble because people thought he was messing.
No, look, the Donnellys have two and people dancing. Oh, ours
yeah,
is
yeah.
much nicer.
But
the
people thought he was
middle.
Messing.
What? Bit of a red hand ulcer there in the middle.
Ah, that's
all,
yeah. Just, well, that doesn't really mean much. The Donegalers and all. But people thought he was messing. He got in so much fucking trouble because they thought he was messing. Of course, there was no such thing as internet. So he couldn't convince the teacher that it was actually his family crest.
Shit.
Poor
not
fella. And I thought I completely forgot about it, but it's still the family crest of the Donnellans. A black man chained to a tree.
That would be like uncomfortable at a wedding, wouldn't it? Because you know the way sometimes at the wedding you have both of your family crests either side. Can
yeah.
you imagine like?
But it's like it's something you'd expect. If your surname was Hitler, I would get it, right? If your name was Anthony or Larry Hitler, you would expect
to have a
maybe. You would expect something like that to
a
be
dodgy
in your family.
Crest.
But such a normal name as Donnellan, I'd
it's
love
quite
to know.
Irish as well.
Yeah, I'd love to know the history of the name
if
because
you go
most
into
of us have an old fish or a few crows. I think the Rourkes have three squirrels. Me ma's one has just a black hand. It's like whatever. It all makes normal shit. It's all regular
you
sort
go,
of shit.
You know there's a place on beside Christchurch on the left hand side, the origin of a name.
Oh yeah, you know you
can go in there.
You know we still have a herald in Ireland. Like we still have a herald in, you know that you can go and get your own family crest made up officially. It costs $4,500.
I was about to say I'd look into that, but we don't have €4. Never mind.
$4,500. It costs to get it designed and presented because you know every family crest. It's not really your family crest.
Cane is really boring. It's just three fish.
It's basically.
I don't even like fish.
It's lunch. It's like sushi. It's basically.
If you're into fish.
I'd love though to go in.
Don't have one made.
If I had the money to burn.
Ah, you do, because you're rich.
Well, if I was genuinely rich, I would probably get a family crest done. But
what
would
you have in it?
A mouse smoking a joint or something.
Weirdly, I feel like you've I love the way he makes it real cash that he hasn't thought it through. That meanwhile, like at home, he has a sketchbook.
A mouse smoking a joint, or like a dog smoking a pipe and having a whiskey, or something like that. You know, I'd say there's
all
rules though. You probably can't just pick. Oh no, if you can have a black man tied to a tree, that's pretty fucking outrageous. That's not right.
But maybe
a mouse smoking a joint. I don't even like smoking shit. I can't even smoke it.
We need to look into the reality of that.
I know.
I want to find out. Oh, but so two things we have to discuss because just it's normal service, really, in terms of podcast. Number one, there is a brand new. Did you see this in Angel Street? There's a brand new cocktail bar after opening called the Lucky Duck.
I didn't see
it. It's three stories.
Oh shit! The bed.
Yeah. So I just want to jot that down.
Holy
fart! Yeah, I'm very excited.
Getting
about
that into us straight away.
Yeah.
Fucking
three
hell.
Stories. Only just opened called the Lucky Duck, and that's not a hashtag ad. It's just hashtag want to go there. Very excited. The Lucky Duck on Angel
totally
Street, which
that.
Is like not far from here.
And oh boy, and speaking of extraordinarily weird people and race issues, have you seen, you know your one Rachel Dulles, remember the woman that she claimed she was black and she ended up head of the NAACP in the States?
No.
Remember her, and she was basically, she just orange tanged out herself.
Yes,
and she wasn't
now
black at
now
all.
Now I can see her.
She was just
you.
An insane white woman
yeah.
that decided she was
and
just going to be
pills.
Black. And then I think there was this weird, I'm going to be transracial fucking weird thing that came into it. She's got a documentary on Netflix all about her life.
Stop.
Yes, I was watching it just before
it's
I came
called.
Out. I watched the first 10 minutes and she's absolutely batshit. It's insanely brilliant. I think it's called Dividing Rachel.
Dividing Rachel.
Yeah.
Speaking of Netflix, 13 Reasons Why is back the 18th of May.
I see that, yeah. And it looks like it's going to be deadly.
So, so we had talked, if you haven't watched 13 Reasons Why before, we talked about it and then it kind of left like a weird feeling with me because I just felt that was it kind of making suicide a bit.
Yeah, I remember you saying, I kind of found it
all a bit weird. But
I think
actually,
you're right now. In hindsight, I think you're right.
It was all a bit glamorous. Do you know what I mean? It was all these people were linked. Now, each of the stories got darker and darker and darker. And if you haven't watched it, I don't want to give it away. But it all got darker as it went along. But then I kind of felt like it was just so elaborate and there was so many people.
With
and
the tapes.
Know, yeah.
And all the stuff.
It kind
yeah.
of felt, so I was like, you'll get copycats or whatever. And they acknowledged that. And then so this series that's going to come back with every series, they have like this, almost like a handbook to go with it because they want to encourage people to talk about sexual assault, to talk about consent and to talk about like bullying and everything else that goes in between. And like anxiety or fear or any of those things. But I actually think something really good is going to come out of it. And also I want to find out what's going on because obviously yeah. there's where we left it
and does
they
that,
pick up from that
that kid about to do the big school shooting and shit. He's the one I'm fascinated
is
in
is he
now.
Going
to
do a school shooting? That's the question.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But that's the thing, we're going to pick up from that and pick up from the incident with the pool. You remember the pool when she
yeah.
goes to the pool? So there's all that. And if you haven't watched it, go and watch it. It's May 18th, so I have to watch Terrifying Rachel or whatever it's called.
I think it's called Dividing Rachel.
Dividing Rachel.
But she's... I watched the first 10 minutes. It's bizarre just to have a look inside the head. I can't wait. I'm going
to
go... I can't watch this night. It's a bit late for me now.
Bed.
But and also, if I can do the absolutely fucking ridiculous, terrible, hedonistic, absolutely brutal thing of recommending a podcast that's not on the Heads of Network.
Oh, Al.
It's fucking wrong. I know it is.
Go on though.
But they'd be on the Heads of Network if they were allowed, I'm sure. But
I'm sure they'd be allowed.
If you've heard have you heard the West Cork? Yeah?
No.
The podcast West Cork. Have you heard it?
I
don't know if I have.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking incredible. It's about the Sophie Duplantier murder in West Cork.
Oh, wow.
In the 70s, how it's been dragged on, how it's still so relevant today. Basically the story starts, Englishman moves, ex-accountant moves from London, has had enough of it all, to West Cork, gets accused of killing this woman. Mm. It's all totally true, and it's better than Serial. It is one of the best crime podcasts. It's called West Cork.
West Cork.
And problem is, it's only on Audible. You know that fucking shit show.
Audible,
but it's
me.
But it's fantastic.
Like Ricky Gervais is only on Audible as well.
Yeah,
he?
It's a bit of a shit show, it's fucking
well. You can't
well
really see them because they're all up too high, but like all of the faces of all the
head stuff people.
Of our head stuffs are all here.
Yeah, so
they're all
so
good.
Listen to all of them first. And
I
then
did,
where
I
you've
did
nothing else to listen to.
Go
listen
to
West
Cork. I did speak because I see Alison Spittle's up there and I did Girls with Goals on her.ie with Alison Spittle.
Oh yeah.
I was a bit nervous about meeting her. I don't know why. I just was a bit like, I don't know. And she was like one of the funniest people I've, like, I know obviously that's what she does for a living, so it's not that much of a...
Yeah, but she's very laid back.
She's so laid back. She's really what a super girl. So then we decided that we were going to write a series together.
You did not?
Yeah, no, that probably nothing. We just made a set on the podcast.
I
will chase it up and be like, hi, Alison, do you remember you said you'd write a series? Before we finish, do we have any other questions?
Yeah, there's loads.
Oh, right, okay. Alan is there.
Hello.
Head Stuff Network, and you can't see him, I don't think.
It was great to see you in London.
My mic just moved by itself. That were him. Oh, that were him. What's it? That were him. Sorry.
You have to release most of it because this person was too drunk to remember.
Same.
You're welcome to the tequila, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Next one leads. Animal facts? ?
Yeah, we ran out because of me fault because I'm too cheap to have real animal facts.
We have any tonight? We might do one in a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Give them the song at least, maybe.
Yeah. a song is...
How's the Bows? You got an Irish-English team, just a Scottish one to go.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm Irish. You gotta, it has to be Celtic. There's no, you don't have a choice. I think it's you're told it has to be Celtic. Although I couldn't give a fuck about Celtic Rangers and all that shit. I really couldn't give a rash as
ass.
You
have an Irish team, you have an English team and anything.
Yeah, yeah. But I couldn't give a shite about it. It's too fucking wrapped up in all that old sectarian bollocks. I couldn't give a fucking riddlers about. I'm going to pick fucking Hibs. Pick the Celtic of Edinburgh. That's my team for Scotland. I've decided. Hibernian, that'll do.
They want to know how your hooliganism is going.
It's not hooliganism, man. It was a fucking disaster. Bowes lost again yesterday.
And yeah, they're doing really shit, aren't they?
Yeah, thanks for a fucking great choice of bastard words there. But yeah, they are doing kind of
sorry,
shit.
Sorry, sorry. Not stating the obvious.
They are actually playing really, really well. The problem is they're playing really well. They're doing great games, but they just let in soft goals and then they give everyone a head start.
It's like the taking part medal, isn't it? Oh, take your part. But didn't they win the one that they wanted to win, though, against Shamrock Rovers?
Yeah, they
and
won two of them.
After all that, they've obviously lost the heads, have they?
They've only won three games this year. Two of them have been against Rovers. 15.
You just gave me abuse for saying that they're shit like that. Is that not stating the obvious there? Who are good then? Shamrock Rovers.
Cork and Donegal. Dundalk. Cork and Dundalk and Waterford, who beat Bowes yesterday, are very good.
Right, okay.
Yeah, Derry are pretty handy, yeah.
A guy I used to go to school with played for Derry and he played for... he lives in Australia now, Clive Delaney, but I do remember like that, you know, he like it was a big deal, like playing for League of Ireland.
Yeah.
I don't get it personally, but you know,
I'd say if you went to matches, it would change it because it is brilliant. The atmosphere is pretty amazing. To be honest,
I can
it really
you that
is.
That won't happen.
Somebody
Next
wants
question.
To know the standard difference from Man City to Bohemians.
Oh,
standard
Jesus!
Difference.
That's an Englishman's having a laugh at me, isn't it? It is.
Also, your so-called club, he's basically thrown you in front of the bus.
Yeah.
The team bus is like, oh, compare them.
Yeah, no.
Sunday football and the Premiership, basically.
Let's be honest, there's pretty much no comparison. You're talking about a part-time football club who are in the Irish Premier League. It's imagine sort of Division 1 Scottish football. I think it's probably around that sort of level. So when you look at Manchester City, who are essentially up there with the Real Madrids and Bayern Munichs, it's a bit of a difference. A little bit of a difference. Mind you, we do have a Leicester City player playing with Bowes at the minute. We have another Leeds player on loan.
Leeds.
Yeah, he's playing with Bohemians at the moment. So it's not, you know, there is talent in it. But it's definitely a million miles from Premier League.
But how does that work out, though? So if you're playing for Leeds, let's face it, they've been having an absolute nightmare. And their manager Leeds, I don't know, whoever that is these days, it's definitely not Mick McCarthy anymore. But he comes in and he goes, so, we're just going to send you over to Ireland. And he's like,
well, it's not that big an insult, like, you know what I mean?
He goes, go play for Bulls. And they're like, oh, and how are they getting on? Well, out of 15 games, they've won three. So just pack up your little bag. And see you later. You'd just be sitting there going, yeah, fuck. Because I'm presuming you get paid.
Well, there's a lot. Yeah, they get paid.
You definitely get a lot more. Oh, so he still gets his Leeds wages.
If you're on loan, you're still getting your money from Leeds. So,
oh, that's grand.
So Dylan Watts is on loan from Leicester City to Bohemians at the moment. But he's still
getting Leicester City wages. I can assure you
there. But Leicester City wages aren't...
They're better than Bowes' wages.
So he's on... The rumour is he's getting £3,000 a week. That's the rumour.
Oh. For losing fucking football games.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I could go and get paid €3,000 a week.
So he's known as Moneybags. But in Irish football, he's known as Moneybags. That's like mega shit. Because I'm pretty sure the average Irish player gets paid under €1,000 a week. I think that's pretty
but
much
this
the
is what they do for a living, though.
Well, some of them do.
Did
so
them
Shamrock Rovers, Waterford, Dundalk, Cork, they're all full-time clubs.
Okay.
And then
but they're only getting like £500 a week. Sure, that's nothing.
Yeah,
so
all the Bohemians
aside,
players,
like,
other than Dylan Watts and a couple,
he can't be popular, can he?
No, he is. They love him, yeah, because they don't want him to go. He's going back to Leicester in July. They fucking don't want that to happen.
Well, it's not that they're fucked, to be fair, because they're, I mean.
Yeah, but I don't know what the Bowes players are making, but it would be significantly less, yeah. It wouldn't be a lot of money. You're talking a few hundred quid.
What I'm saying is if that's your actual job and that's your wages, £500 a week is not. It's, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
For, you know, I know it's comparable, but like, even still, like I'd say Scott, like Leicester City or Wolves or Leeds or any of them, they're still coming out with a couple of grand a week for doing fuck all. Whereas, do you know,
it's true.
Because I know a little bit about football. I kind of, don't get, I don't talk about it very much, or I don't get involved with it. But I knew a Premiership footballer really, really well. Like, and I remember like the wages he was on.
Yeah,
and like
mad money,
like mental,
millions,
like mental money every single week. I remember like him saying, "This is how much you got paid a week," and I just sat there, like I was about 20 or 21 at the time. I remember just sitting there going, "What?"
Yeah.
And he was injured, and then like for off, and then was like there was a whole bidding war for him to move to like one of the other bigger clubs.
Yeah,
and again, like the money was just astronomical.
Like Lionel Messi makes €250,000 a minute,
a minute.
Yeah, every minute he plays, he gets a quarter of a million. Every minute he's on the pitch.
But what I will say is that if Bows are that stuck, I would, for £3,000 a week, I would happily go and lose football with them.
You're a fucking jackass is what you are. They're not that. They're playing really good football. I'm sure things are going to come good.
Sound like a Mayo
supporter.
They're just
not getting the results. I know.
Any other questions?
I do.
Oh,
that hurts. I do.
We'll have to fly through some of these now.
Okay, go on. Alan's like, I want to go home.
Yeah.
No. So you remember Laura, who was our former intern here?
Yes. One of
her, she wants to know, do you still have her badges?
I missed your, her missed your weekly wonder though.
Yeah. So you've got a Dublin. Okay, so there's a load of people asking for Dublin badges. So I'll ignore that. You can reply to those people later.
Okay.
I've to remind you of your promise to do a marathon.
Yes, I totally will. Joey's now watching this, pissing himself laughing, going, what did she say in her drunken stupor? Episode 2, I tried to think who that was from behind the bar. You said on episode number 2 that you were going to do a marathon. I was like, fuck you. But no, I will. And then the girls, the two of the girls whose names are gone out of my head, sent me an email today about the wine marathon as well, which sounds like Macan marathon.
Oh, yeah,
so I'm
going to
look into that.
More people wanting badges. Any update on season 2 of Young Offenders?
There is, but I'm not allowed to say. I've already said too much in this episode, so that I can't say anymore. Yeah.
Did you ever think Dubland would make it to 100 episodes?
No.
And
no.
How did it start off?
It started off because we were working together in the same place in another radio station. Well, this is fucking... I'll give you Suzanne's version of events.
No, you tell you what. You give your version and then I'll give the truth.
Right, we were working... Suzanne was working in the radio station. I happened to start working in the radio station as well at the same time. So I didn't take a fucking job.
Just
we're working there
tell
at the same
story.
Fucking time. Right,
tell the story.
So then I got there. We got on quite well. We became sort of buddies. Suzanne's great. In fairness to her, she was great because I'd never worked on radio before, so she was great for giving me tips and shit. And I always wanted to do a podcast. So I said to Suzanne, would you do the podcast? Because she actually knows how to do this radio shit. And she said, yes. And kind of, you went and set it all up then in the studio that we had at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. So to be honest, I thought if we did 10, I'd have been fucking happy at that stage.
I don't think we thought it through. So PJ came to the radio station and then I wanted him to do a podcast because I love podcasts. And I said, I used to tell him about all the comedians that I listen to. So I was like, you should do it. And he was like, can you help me out? So I was just going to do like what Alan does and facilitate the technical side of it. And then you were like, no, let's just chat.
Yeah,
we got on, we had a bit of a laugh and we were kind of, we kind of didn't get on if we got on, if you know what I mean. Like we weren't working together on air every day. So we had a different kind of relationship. And then PJ went into our bosses and demanded more money, and then I got called in and I was told they couldn't afford to keep me anymore.
This is such bullshit.
This
like,
is none of
such
this is
fucking bullshit. I'm on the same fucking money I was ever on.
Can I just none of that's factually correct, but it busts balls. Anyway, I got let go. And I think we talked about this in the last episode, but I think that we maybe at that point we're kind of at a juncture, but we just kind of plowed through. I think maybe the radio station thought we would abandon it as well. They would have been delighted and be like, Jesus, split them up.
Yeah.
But we didn't and we kept going. And then obviously I had babies, but we still kept going. And then we had no home. And then actually Derek from Humans of Dublin podcast sent me a message going, get in touch with Alan in Head Stuff. So we came here and then Alan took us in as like little orphans like you.
Yeah.
Oh, the old orphans. And yeah, and here we are, episode 100. Oh yeah, and then PJ had a breakdown in November.
I didn't have a
breakdown. So hence why we're going to fortnightly.
I got very tired.
So,
yeah,
so ultimately, I think we'll try and go back to weekly at some stage.
I think we will, yeah.
Yeah, because it's true, the fortnight, yeah, but we just let us get through the summer and then in September maybe
I think
we'll
so,
look
yeah.
at, we'll go back
yeah,
to trying
I think
to
so,
do,
yeah.
but let us, because the summer's going to be a bit hectic for all of us. And that's it. And do you know what? I have to say, we take the piss out of each other, but I absolutely love this podcast. And I always think that.
Fucking finally, something nice. And this is Anne Kane. I'm enjoying
say
this.
I
should have
let
her finish. I fucking blew it. Finally got a chance to listen to something nice.
I didn't actually say I liked you. I just said I liked the podcast. No, I do. And do you know what? I will be really, and I don't think I've ever said this to anybody, but I do remember the first podcast going out and I remember putting it out and I remember thinking that it was the worst idea I ever had, because I had decided that I had agreed to do a podcast with one of the funniest men in Ireland. Like, I was like, he's one, like, I liked you as a comedian.
Yeah, now 100 later, you don't like me at all.
So it worked out.
She doesn't think I'm funny either. No, but, now I'm just an irritating fucking noise.
But honestly, it was like, it was terrifying. I was like, PJ is really, really funny, and then I'm not funny. So it was kind of like, but actually it works because I'm not funny and you're funny, and yeah, it works. I really like it. I really like our podcast. Yeah. So thanks. What else?
Some Joey related stuff. Joey says, what's for tea? What time are you coming home at? I'm solo parenting here. And then people said, Joey's the real hero of Dublin, and people want Joey to come to the UK for the next show. PJ, what's the best blooper from Young Offenders, either the film or the series?
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, I don't know. Jesus, I don't know. Probably the fight scene, when we did the fight scene and I got genuinely very fucking hurt, and the stuntman just says, "We'll saw, don't do that again." And I was like, is that it?
I went.
And then they cut that bit out. I was there. The one fucking body slam that they took for the team that actually hurt, that looked completely real, because it was fucking real, and they took it out. And the stuntman just goes, don't do that again. They spent all this money on having a stuntman on set, and he did fuck all.
Well,
except stood there and watched us falling all over the place.
I love actually in that, because you can see how many takes it eventually must have got, because the grass is gone.
And if you start the fight scene, the grass is already gone. So you can see that we destroyed that poor garden. And oh, Jesus.
Who owns that house?
I don't know. They just rented it out. They were delighted. Sure, they got a new lawn and a few quid and a whole lot of it. You know what I mean?
What else we got?
PJ, how long till you go off the sea thing and something else comes into favour?
Oh, the sea, because you're a seaman now.
Oh, the on the lighting.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
No, he's really committed. Like,
this is Suzanne Cain calling me out on Mr. Fad.
You are the biggest fad ever. Trumpet. Gone.
Well, okay, Trump. Right,
going to the gym and like.
I still go to the gym every day.
Beating yourself up and all, not eating.
I still go to the gym every day.
A vegetarian, not a vegetarian anymore. Then you drew the line of pigs. Eat pigs now. So I can understand where they come from. But in fact, I was down in Clugger last weekend, and I sent PJ a message of Orin Alight, and he was like, "Where the fuck is that?" And I was like, "Oh, it's down in Arklow. It's the Arklow ship."
I thought the boat went without me.
He's like, "I thought they left without me." He got real panicked that night.
You know, so, I did my first rescue. Did they tell you?
No, I actually have it in my phone to ask you: are you like official seaman now?
I went to my first rescue on Sunday.
Or hindrance?
Probably a bit of boat.
Okay.
Yeah, but I did my first rescue, and it was fucking handy. Like, it was a nice way to do it.
Two lads on a sandbank kind of thing?
No, it was a bunch. It was six people stranded on an island in their boat with the engine dead. So it was a pretty handy one.
You just tow the boat.
But they were hard in the rocks, so we had to get that into our little boat and go out and sort of get them and bring them out and then drag them back in and all that. But it was fucking, yeah.
It was just good crack.
But it was funny going out there, and then somebody did go, "Are you that fucking Canadian?" And I was like, "Yeah." They're like, "What are you doing? On the boat."
Share for the crack.
Yeah. Yes, that was grand.
Look, these are my willies. They say my name. Yeah, I'm backing up PJ.
But it was deadly. Yeah, the first one done, first one down.
So you're officially like a Orin Alight.
Oh, and a lawyer now. Yeah, proper volunteer now. So yes, yeah, that's grand. So
fucking please, God, never let me get stuck. Go on.
What's the chance of a UK gig, PJ?
Oh,
he's changing his tune now. He's changing his tune. Five episodes. Definitely never grow. Now he's like, money, money, money.
No, the thing is, I wouldn't probably make money there. I'd make here anyway, because have to fucking go and stay there and all
that. Yeah, like as we learnt this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
It was negative.
Yeah, you fall into negative equity as soon as you start. I don't know, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think, though, because Chris...
I'd like... If Chris Miles lets me on the show to push it and all that.
Of course
and
he will.
Well, then I'll...
I've never come across a man to be as sound. He's literally, like, plugged Dublin to death.
I know
he has,
in fairness. Yeah, yeah.
And then,
yeah,
in fairness, he stood for an hour and a half having pictures taken on Saturday after the gig, like... sign and stuff.
Cousins and all getting pictures with him. So
that was just me. Go on, what else?
PJ is Ireland's Victor Meldrew.
I was trying to think of a way to describe him,
but that's perfect.
Is everybody chatting there?
Yeah, there's
I am a cranky old bollocks, that is true. I know, I wish I wasn't, but I'm getting worse, which is the worst part. Yeah.
Somebody else has taken your side that PJ never told that story on the podcast.
Thank you.
And then somebody else, he definitely did tell that story before.
Screw you.
No, oh yes, he did. Went on for a while. It was one all at half time. Jays, you picked a bad night for this with the Champions League semi-final.
I know.
We didn't.
PJ, what made you want to be a comedian?
What did me? I can't do fucking anything else. And that's not even a joke. That's the truth. I literally shit at everything else. That's the
fair,
truth.
I vouch for that.
I left school when I was early at 16 because I fucking hated it and I wasn't. I'm like dyscalculate, so I'm like dyslexic with numbers.
I'm dyslexic course, with numbers.
Oh, are you? Well, in 1985, they didn't know what that was. They just said you were a lazy cunt, right? So that
but
was basically the way that went.
They probably had a little from column A and a little from column B there with you, though, did they?
Huh?
They probably had a little from both.
Well, no. I've never been lazy in my life. I've never been lazy. But they managed to convince me I was just a... I went fucking mental. So anyway, I left school because everyone was telling me I was lazy and I was actually trying my hole off. And I was really good at everything except for the fucking maths bit. But anyway. So then I was working in warehouses. I'm doing all sorts of shitty jobs and whatever else.
You were a courier, were you?
I was a courier. No, but I went into the warehouse, essentially. And then when I went into work in this warehouse, there was another fellow working in it called Jason Bourne.
You may be familiar with him. He's
an
Irish comedian.
Another stand-up comedian now, but wasn't at the time. And he wanted to do stand-up, but he was too shit to do it on his own. He was too nervous to turn up the clubs on his own, so he started writing sketches for the two of us.
Right, okay.
And then that was it. That was how it started. So we just ended up doing it. And it was lucky enough that at the time, there was no stand-up comedy. Like, there was 20 maybe stand-up comedians working in the country. Now there's like hundreds,
everybody's
thousands.
Everybody's a stand-up comedian
these but
days,
then there was none. So it just one thing led to another. That was it, to be honest. If I could do anything else, I'd probably do it. But
what
my hands are ornamental. I can't do fuck off.
What do you think you would have liked to be if you could, like, if you could have been anything, what would you have been?
Motorbike racer. Definitely, 100%.
Like a fucking real job.
You said, she says fucking anything. And then as soon as I say something, no, that's, she takes
no,
it off
okay,
me.
No, okay, fair enough, you can have
literally
that.
Literally anything, that's what I wanted fair to be. Enough. I ended okay. up doing mo- pretty good
like
in motorbike motor. Racing. There was a national race. I was actually
you
pretty good.
You were talking about loads of broken bones.
Yeah, I know, but
that
I still won races. I still got like good, well-placed championships. I just was never going to be good enough to be pro, but I was always fucking
handy.
Is
there money in it?
No.
You'd have to be, no.
No.
Okay.
Well, that's at the top end.
Why does PJ look like my driving instructor? They want you to do the halftime show at Crow Park at halftime.
Imagine.
Suzanne XX hashtag crush.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, there you go.
That's Joey again.
That's Joey.
That's why he's asking me how long I'm going to be, what time I'm going to be home.
Yeah, he's trying to demand you come home. Now he's not going on the compliments instead.
Loads of people saying great show in London.
Thank
some people
you.
Are good to miss it. They want more shows.
There will be.
Maybe you should set up a Patreon.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel about that.
I don't know. I feel a bit weird asking people.
Yeah,
for money,
I don't think.
Let's talk about that after.
Yeah. Alan's like, Alan's like, actually, in 2 weeks' time, you'll be doing that.
Yeah.
I said that though about What's the Story podcast. I love What's the Story podcast, and I was like, when we were talking about
that
it a while
on
ago.
Sunday, actually.
Oh, I love the lads.
Yeah.
We should do that together, actually.
Yeah, sure.
They're great. And I feel really bad because I went out to record with them, but just before Christmas, but it was when the lurgy had fully kicked in and I had like a proper flu. I couldn't fully hear it in my ears, so everything kind of was like, eh. I was like, no, 4 o'clock, I can't make it. So I felt really bad. But we talked about their patronage and I was like, no, they don't do it. And literally we'd recorded and by the time the podcast had gone out, they started to do it. Yeah. We always do that. We're like, what do we say? We're the Notre-Dame-us, not the Nostradamus.
Yeah, the Nostradamus is the future telling guy, yeah.
Yeah, what's us? But we kind of predict all these things.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, the Notre-Dame-us. Yeah, when we say something definitely won't happen,
yeah,
it fucking happens.
Yeah.
There's loads, so I'm going to start cutting things out.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to ask this one, but somebody asked, what's the latest with Pidge the Pigeon? And then somebody else said he died 2 days ago.
Oh my God, he did not!
He did. The baby died, yeah. The baby pigeon's dead.
Sorry.
The baby pigeon died. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not able for things like that. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Yeah, he died, yeah. She put up a picture of him. In his last days.
Oh no, actually let's not, because I will cry.
But
like,
she didn't put up a picture of him dead or anything.
I don't like animals,
but yeah, but
like,
she
really liked that.
Yeah, and it was when I was coming back from Notre Dame again. We were talking about it in the fucking podcast. I came back from London.
Shit.
The very first thing I seen on Instagram.
We talked about it on the podcast.
Was the baby pigeon dead? Oh, the fucking poor baby pigeon is dead. This episode is dedicated to Pidgeon's baby.
Yeah,
who
didn't
make it. This is dedicated to that baby. We have to get a name for it.
It has a name, I think. Go on. What else?
Are you watching?
I hadn't brought that up, but thanks for upsetting me, Al. I appreciate it.
Are you watching Westworld, or do you know any other good TV shows? Also, we've been going an hour and 70 minutes, so what time do you want me to start?
Oh, yeah, we better fucking get the move. I have to go to bed.
Yeah.
I literally have to go to bed.
Okay, we'll do 10 more minutes, or 5 more minutes.
Right, 5 minutes.
Five more minutes.
Do you want to go through TV shows, or do I move on?
No, move on, because if you start him on TV shows. Pip. It was called Pip.
Pip.
Yeah, the
pigeon
was called
Pip. Pip is dead. Yeah, this is for Pip. Everybody for Pip.
PJ, it's 2-2, so 4-2 on aggregate.
I just saw that there, yeah. So I'm not sure which way that means, what that works aggregate-wise.
I thought you were into football, I thought you understood it.
Yeah, I know, but I can't remember what way it was before, and so I think that means it's good for Bayern at the moment.
No, it's 4-2 to Real.
Alan's checking on his phone as well.
Don't be forgetting good old Ireland when arranging the live shows.
Obviously, Al's sorting that thing out.
They're giving out about the goalkeeper for Bayern.
Oh, for goodness sake.
PJ so aggregate scores 4-3 then. No.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry, go on.
I'm still upset about
PJ will not let being wrong get in the way of a good story. So he would not stand for the fact that Suzanne and Joey are in no way connected to Donlan.
True. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Yeah.
I've accused PJ of
something to do with each other back in the past. Definitely.
I've accused PJ of many things, so I'll let that slide.
The Donnellys are a splinter group of the Donlans because they weren't racist enough for them. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
If you ever saw our reel.
How are the cigars and whiskey working for you?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm gonna have a cigar again now soon. I got a lovely bottle of whiskey off Jim there for my birthday last week. Yeah,
he got a bottle of whiskey in Jude's as well. Actually,
I did. Loving it. Yeah, I love it. I feel like a proper little distinguished little shit when I have a whiskey and a cigar. It's such a brilliant mix. It's like fish and chips. Fish and chips of the gentleman. Is what it is.
Fish
whiskey
is, yeah.
And cigar. I tell you.
There's a question for me.
Oh, Al. Yeah.
How's all in Newbridge? I have no idea.
He doesn't go back. He's forgotten about his Newbridge
roots.
He's
left his Newbridge roots.
Will there be more of these podcasts on YouTube?
I ask Alan.
Well, are you enjoying it? Do you want to do more of it?
I'll do more of this. Yeah, this is the same. Yeah, why not?
Okay, that one's too long, so I can't get to it. Hopefully they'll do more live podcasts.
We will.
I've enjoyed the novelty, but I prefer the podcast in my ears when I need that release from reality.
You can listen to it tomorrow.
Yep.
In your ears.
More people asking for badges. What's the site for podcast mugs again? We'll type that out later.
Yeah. It's not really a site.
Mugs.
When is Suzanne filling in for Chris on Radio X?
Not. Unfortunately,
she won't do it. She won't go over. She's just listen to the live one. You'll hear the whole story.
Somebody in the middle of the live podcast shouted up and was like, "Why did you take the job then?"
You're gonna hear. You'll hear that whole story in the next episode.
But no, I'm not filling in for him because I think that's Toby's gig. So.
Yeah, there's a whole story behind that.
But if anybody in Ireland wants to give me a gig, I'm available.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Following Suzanne's football banter, Joey Donnelly is a very lucky man.
Oh, yeah.
West Cork is amazing. The name of that documentary is The Rachel Divide.
Rachel Divide, that's the one. Yeah, not dividing Rachel. What the fuck am I on?
UK podcasts this year.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Three I think minutes. Great to see you guys. Give Susie something to say on TV3.
Oh, on Saturday?
Yeah.
I'm doing a baby feature on Saturday. Probably wouldn't be stick it up your hole, and if you pat baby this way, they'll be no. We'll figure it out. I'll say something. I'll mention that as I always do on News Talk. I always give you the
You do. In fairness, I've heard you on News Talk loads.
You usually take the piss out of what I say.
Yep. Okay, I think it's time to start your sign off.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So
let's
that's
do it.
Episode
100. Which is technically 101, but don't mind that. It's episode 100.
So this is, if you're watching, it's available to download tomorrow, Wednesday, the 2nd. But if you're just listening, thanks for listening. Don't forget, you can, as always, follow us on Instagram. PJ's Instagram is at PJ Gallagher. The Dubland Instagram is fuck all use for following it because PJ does nothing with it, but it's at Dubland Podcast.
Jesus, right.
Mine is Suzanne.fm on Insta, Suzanne Kane FM on Twitter, and at Dubland Podcast is Twitter, and that is very well managed because
she does.
I manage it at Headstuff Network, by the way, is where we record, and they do loads of
fucking deadly podcasts, including Dil Wickramasinghe, who's in your season now, or Vikramasinghe. How did she say?
Vikramasinghe.
Vikramasinghe, who's fucking deadly. So check her out. She's new, isn't she, on the Headstuff Network?
She's there a few months now.
See, I'm old. Fucking months is like an hour to me. Doesn't mean
good.
Shit.
I like that one.
Potter Rooney's deadly. You're just looking at them all.
Joe Rooney's one of my favourite comedians. Maybe it's just because I still think about him in Father Ted, though, a little bit. And he gets it all the time. It's a bit like the Jake effect.
And Garrod. Fucking Garrod.
Oh, we love Garrod Farrelly.
New season one of my starting favorite tomorrow.
People. Huh?
New season starting tomorrow.
Oh, his new one starting tomorrow. Fascinated the podcast of Garrod Farrelly. He's one of my favourite people in the fucking world, that
He's
man.
He's a gay man I had to apologise to.
Why?
Do you remember that I told him I was on? He was on a lane when he was sitting beside me. He talked about being gay, and I went, I never knew you were gay. You don't look gay. Who says you don't look gay? You're out of your mind. Like? But, I'm so sorry.
But if you want to find out about where some of the oddest and most sort of people you totally forgot about from the 80s and shit, they're all in his podcast. It's fucking dead.
It's really, really good. Right. So that is episode 100.
Yes. I'll see you later. Enjoy. Have a good time and all. I'm going to bed. It's fucking middle of the night.
Joey, I'll be home soon. Stick the kettle on. Right. Thank you. Woo! Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.